This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Jazz vocalist Candace Hoyes has always loved music. She grew up sitting on her grandfather's knee listening to jazz greats like Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday. Candace studied classical voice at Boston Conservatory. She's toured the world singing classical, opera, and jazz. And a couple of years ago, she decided to revisit the works of one of her musical heroes, Duke Ellington. Candace went to the National Archives and combed through Ellington's old manuscripts and eventually turned that research into her latest album that is called On a Turquoise Cloud. Let's listen to a little bit. Candace Hoyes singing the title track from her latest album, On a Turquoise Cloud. Candace Hoyes performs tonight and tomorrow at Cam Raleigh. But first, she joins me live in the studio to do some of those songs and talk a little bit, joined by keyboardist Chris Patashall on the keyboard. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you here.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Tell us about this interest in Duke Ellington and kind of what got you started on that research.
Well, I'd say Ellington's always been a musical figure in my imagination and very present in my musical life from an early age. But that said, I particularly did have a sort of a fundamental breakthrough moment as an artist in 2013 when I toured with Wynton Marsalis and performed. He's always been a pretty important musical figure for me, and so it was such a almost surreal moment, and that spurred a sort of process of self-discovery. When I met him on that project, it was a composition that he wrote called Abyssinian Mass that required different musical styles, jazz, but also incorporating classical form and world music and certainly gospel. And, you know, it just sort of became a deeply inspirational for me. And it posed certain artistic questions. And I thought, why don't I dig a little, you know, further back and figure out what would be, in the way that work was a statement for him, what would be the statement I want to make right now? And we're certainly touring with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra was very rich, and so I went right to Ellington and I started exploring, and I heard some songs that I hadn't heard before.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, because certainly we're familiar with a lot of Duke Ellington's music, but if you're going through the archives, you're finding things we're not familiar with. Any big surprises for you or revelations?
Certainly. I was listening to a lot of Ellington and I found a song from 1927 called Creole Love Call, and it's written for well, it's a blues, right? But the surprise factor comes in with the way that the voice is used. There was a singer who recorded it in 27 called Adelaide Hall. And she was a musical theater singer, a soprano. And the voice, she uses it to scat, as we know now, and growl, but also really stretches into the stratosphere vocally. And I thought, that's fascinating. How would he think to combine something like this, the sort of classical style singing and jazz. And it was a natural American hybrid, I suppose. And I went further into, you know, these types of songs and found that in the 40s, he really focused on that sound. And then I said, well, gee, I'll just go over to the music library. New York has so many wonderful resources, and I'll grab the lead sheets and I'll start working them up. And I couldn't find those.
So that's when the search got even. Then you're on it, right?
I mean, yes.
Once you can't find him, then you got it. You're obsessed and you're hooked. Well, you talked about Creole Love Call, and we're going to play that song at the end of this segment to hear the studio version, your studio version of that song. But maybe right now you can give us a sample of another song on your album, again inspired by Duke Ellington.
Absolutely, this song that Chris and I are going to play is from Ellington's only Broadway musical. And it was actually quite controversial at the time, because It featured interracial casting in a non-stereotypic way, which was revolutionary. It still would be radical today. This one is called Brown Penny.
First I whispered, I am too young. And then I am old enough now. So I carelessly tossed out a penny
just to make up my mind.
Candace Hoyes. The song is Brown Penny. It's from her latest album, On a Turquoise Cloud, accompanied by Chris Patichelle on the keyboard. The two perform with a larger band tonight and tomorrow at Cam Raleigh. What a beautiful song and a beautiful rendition.
Thank you.
So I wonder when you, I mean, we all love Duke Ellington, and as a music, as someone who loves to listen to music, we sort of get the genius of Ellington, and maybe we even realize that he's kind of, the part of the genius is blending this formal with the folk that he's been able to do in this kind of quintessential American way. But I wonder when you dig into the repertoire and have to embody it, if you find challenges that you, that I as a listener wouldn't notice, that real kind of secrets of Ellington's art, once you have to actually turn that into sound.
Well, I think the challenge is the delight with Ellington. I think that probably being in, you know, the contemporary perspective is a bit of a challenge sometimes, because we tend to categorize ourselves. But one of the most spectacular achievements of Ellington is that he was so forthright and so welcoming at the same time in his assertion that there are no such things as categories, they're fictions. What's good music is good music. And so once you take that on, when I was even in the archive and looking at these manuscripts, and at my fireworks are going off in my heart and my brain, like, this is a perfect marriage of my voice as I've trained it to be, and as it was made with this high soprano, and my soul and my, you know, my American experience and my, you know, my familial experience. But he had a certain audacity to say that categories are fictions. And I think that once you free yourself of that, finding the vocal sounds, it's a joy. It is a challenge, but, you know, jazz is such a highly individualistic art form that there's no wrong answer, as long as it's deeply authentic and it's super connected to the communal experience of making the music, what the instruments are doing and what Ellington has written in the harmony.
We are running a little short of time. I'd like you to do another song, but still leave time to play us out on that song from your album. So if you've got one for us that's a little on the 3-minute side, we can do that, and then we can play us out on the album.
That sounds wonderful.
Is that gonna work?
We have a very special one that Ellington wrote in the spirit of the civil rights movement, for the voice of Mahalia Jackson, and this is our interpretation of Come Sunday.
Bring peace and
Candace Hoyes comes Sunday performing songs from her latest album On a Turquoise Cloud. She's accompanied by Chris Patashall on the keyboard. Candace and Chris are going to perform with a larger band tonight and tomorrow at Cam Raleigh. Thank you both for being on our program.
Thank you so much.
You can find out more information about Candace and her work at her website, stateofthings.org. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, here's Candace Hoyes from her latest album performing the song Creole Love Call.
Was right.